Jim Wallace, 318 Skyline Drive, Katy. I'm a former superintendent, superintendent of Cook County Schools, 91 to 2000. During that time, or just prior to that time, the state enacted a reform act that implemented a funding formula for public schools called SEAP. And that's what we're really talking about here today, is the SEAP formula and the state coined the nickel. That was always heard it called the nickel. It's 5 cents on every $100 of assessment. I believe that's right, Mr. Dorman. And early on, give me a little history here, but I'll be brief. Early on, you had the level of the equivalent tax of 35 cents. And that could be a combination of real estate taxes and some of the permissive taxes. I believe our board at the time went with a utility tax rather than raising a real estate tax to come up with 30 cents to participate in the base seat and the nickel. It was an equivalent 35 cent tax to participate in seat. To me, the whole idea of seat is, and it created more local money. We did get more money for education through seat. But a lot of it was based on raising money locally, which we raised more local money with it. That's the way the formula worked. And if you went higher than the base, you were even awarded more by going higher, and we call that tier one in the SEAP formula. And we did not go tier one to start with. We went the minimum base. And all during my superintendency, I thought we were dragging our feet somewhat because we did not take, and the board has, and another thing they gave school boards across the state more power than they had previously, but with limits about what they could do in terms of taxation in order to get money to run the school. And so we waited until, I believe it was 1996, before we went into Tier 1. And at that time, some of you were here, but we raised our taxes like 35% in order to get to Tier 1. And that did relieve. That particular year or the next year, I got called on the carpet in Frankfort. You required to carry a 2% carryover. I don't know what it is now. That is not in terms of your total budget. 2% is not a great deal of money compared to your budget. Now, if 5 to 10% is considered healthy, or it was back in my day. But we got called on the carpet, and I don't know whether you know it or not.
I have to get you to wrap up. Jim.
I got to wrap it up. First, I'd like to commend the board and Mr. Thorpe for bringing this to our attention. To me, if we do it now, and I'm not for taxation in general, except for certain things. If we do it now, we have time work for us, and we get more bonding capacity down the road.